我们读历代志下第三章。
Please turn to Second Chronicles chapter 3.
大卫的儿子苏罗门。
第几节？
第一节。
第三章。
一章。
First chapter, verse 1.
大卫的儿子
Solomon the son of David established himself securely over his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and exalted him greatly.
这里说苏罗门在他父亲在那个山顶阿尔南的禾场那有指定的地方建造那个城，下面那个山就是摩利亚山。他把一节圣经，把两个人这样伟大的故事都放在一起了。
Chapter 3, verse 1 talked about that the place of the temple which is to be built by Solomon is upon the foundation of what Abraham and David had experienced.
亚伯拉罕和大卫两个人
These two people, Abraham and David,
他们是凭着信心最开始这个耶路撒冷的征战
And in the beginning of the warfare, by faith, they have won a victory for the Lord's temple.
这是圣经所标出来的得胜者
And this is the overcomers marked out in the Bible.
我们再读历代之下
Second Chronicles
第五章
Chapter 5
六节到第九节
6 through 9 And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled with him before the ark were sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be counted or numbered. And the priest brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the house, to the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark, so that the cherubim made a covering over the ark and its poles.And the poles were so long that the ends of the poles of the ark could not be seen, could be seen in front of
撒母耳下第五章
Second Samuel chapter 5
我们从第六节读到第十节
6 through 10
大卫和跟随他的人
Now, the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, inhabitants of the land, and they said to David, You shall not come in here.But the blind and lame shall turn your way, thinking David cannot enter here. Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. And David said on that day, whoever would strike the Jebusites, let him reach the lame and the blind who are hated by David's soul through the water tunnel. Therefore they say, the blind and lame shall not come into the house.So David lived in the stronghold and called it the city of David, and David built all around from the middle and inward.
在那里有瞎子瘸子，那屋子他不能进屋去。我们再读 创世纪二十二章
Genesis 22
我们先一起到三节
One through three
这些事以后
came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him Abraham and he said here I am and he said take now your son your only son whom you love Isaac and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on the mountains of which I will tell youAbraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, Isaac his son, and
his bit
wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
第四节我们读到第八节
Verse 4 to 8 On the third day Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance and Abraham said to his young men stay here with the donkey and I and the lad will go yonder and we will worship and return to you and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his sonAnd he took on his hand the fire and the knife, so the two of them walked on together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, and
father,
and said, God will provide.
Abraham said,
for himself, the lamb for the burnt offering, my son, so the two of them walked on together. And they came to the place of which God had told them, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood.
我们从九节。到四节啊
and Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his hand, son.
读到十四节
14 and he said 林俊
观看去了那只公后代亚伯拉罕就去了那只公羊献为祭物给他儿子亚伯拉罕给那地方名叫在耶和华的山上必有预备我们知道圣殿它是建在摩利亚山上
And we know the temple was built upon Mount Moriah.
到了创世纪二十二章
And in Genesis 22,
那是亚伯拉罕一生的生命登峰造极的时候
And we know that is the high point of Abraham's spiritual life.
所以在那一章里面亚伯拉罕得胜了
And in this chapter, we see how Abraham, was victorious.
而是那样的得胜。
And he was overcoming so overwhelmingly.
所以他赢得了那个摩利山来做神要建殿的根据。
And therefore he had gained the Mount Moriah as the foundation for the temple.
这两个人都是了不起的人。
And Abraham and David are so outstanding.
亚伯拉罕得住了摩利亚山。
And Abraham had obtained Mount Moriah.
大卫得着那个山顶上的阿尔南河场
And David had obtained on the top of the mountain the threshing floor of Ornan
也叫做那个加拿大河场
And that is the threshing floor of Ornan
这都是他们一生的得胜的经历
And these are the experience of their victorious spiritual life
他们要为着神得着锡安
and in order for them to obtain Zion for the people of God.
And
we should know how important is Mount Zion.
西安城, 乃是神的旨意, 能否成功的关键,
and this city of David is the key of the successful of the purpose of God.
这个城, 乃是大卫弥赛亚, 掌王权的那个关键,
and this city is the key of how David, the coming Messiah, will reign.
他们把约柜放到那个西安去,
and they have laid the Ark of Covenant into Zion.
这是说到神和人所立的约,
and that speaks of the covenant between God and man.
神的见证放在西安山,
and the testimony of God is now placed in Mount Zion.
所以西安山太重要的地方,
and so we know it is an important place.
我们仰望耶路撒冷,
and we look to Jerusalem.
我们的脚要走在得耶路撒冷那个得胜的经历中,
but our feet must walk upon the path of victory for Jerusalem.
我们得到西安的得胜需要付上代价的,
and in order to gain the victory of Zion, we must pay a price today.
所罗门那个历代志下第三章,
and 2 Chronicles chapter 3,
他一节圣经, 把整个故事都包含在这里了,
and that one verse speak of the entire story here.
他说他在阿尔纳鹤场,
and it tells us about the threshing floor of Ornan, and the place where God appeared to his father, and which was the place appointed by David, the place upon which they built the holy temple. And that threshing floor is also on top of Mount Moriah. And so we know that this is the key place for God. And it is also important for all of us. And we must live in a victorious life. And to abide with the king. And wherever the covenant of God is there, the testimony of God is there. And we know Mount Zion is the foreshadow of the hope of glory for all of us. And it relates to us so closely. If we do not pursue after a victory, then we will lose all that God has purposed us to have. And why are the children of God living for? And on one hand, we are living for His kingdom, for His glorious purpose to be fulfilled. On the other hand, it is for ourselves. And because God has a purpose on each child of His, and when the purpose is fulfilled, and then we know we will enter into glory. And therefore, when David tried to conquer, and when Abraham was to conquer Mount Zion, and it tells us the story of his victorious experience.
11章,
and Hebrews chapter 11,
他说亚伯拉罕看见了那个city with foundation,
and it tells us that Abraham had seen the city with foundation.
他就忽然改变,
and then suddenly his life was changed. And from that day on, he became a sojourner on earth. And he became a stranger to the world. And it is different between the strangers and the sojourners. And the strangers, because they have seen the different thing, therefore they became stranger in this world.
City with foundation, 有根基的城,
and that city with foundation,
他看见了自己就是城里的一部分,
and Abraham also see that he was part of that city.
And
such glory.
And
after the Lord has finished His work,
and
we live through this short and temporal life,
and
we know a great thing must be decided,
and
we can only live tens of years upon this
earth.
But these few tens of years will decide if we can enter into the wedding feast of the
Lamb. It
will determine us if we are qualified to enter into the kingdom of
heaven.
Oh, these are such great blessings for us. So therefore, when Abraham heard the command by the Lord, and he obeyed and he went out, when he went out, he did not know where he was heading. And therefore, the first thing is that we must have a glorious goal. And when we see it, we tread upon the path towards it. And the first thing to do is to lay down of the world. And then we know the color of the world has faded. And Egypt is the type of the world to us. As we toil and labor in this world.
And
when we depart from our life, and then people may discover that all the work that had done before was for Pharaoh. And they were destroying cities for the Pharaoh. So when Moses saw the glory, he also obeyed and went out. And Abraham left the city of Ur. And he did not hesitate for a moment. And he did not even question, where am I going? And it is so significant to us because when he went out, he did not know where he was going. As the Lord commanded, go out. And then his feet was already on the way. And then each step of the way, the Lord will lead him. And we also must follow the same way. And as we have seen our Lord, and with an understanding of the spiritual path that the Lord has prepared for us, and we know it is important. And if we fail in these tens of years here, and then we disqualify ourselves for the wedding feast. Then we will be no part of the kingdom of the Lord. And then we know we will be missing 1,000 years of blessing. And think about it, only tens of years we are exchanging the destiny for 1,000 years. And so therefore, either the wedding feast of the Lamb or the kingdom, and the Lord will continue to perfect them. And the people will be all participating in the feast. And when the Lord finally finished all the work, and we know each one of them will have a different measure. And therefore the fruit of New Jerusalem is revealed differently. And every person, because of the different experience, will manifest differently. But then for those who missed out, will miss out terribly. And these people will be in darkness. And what is that darkness? And today, if we offended the Lord in our experience, and if we had committed a big mistake, and then the first thing came to us is that great darkness befall us. Then we do no longer see the light. And we do not get instruction. And then we know in our hearts that we are apart from the Lord now.
一听见, 他马上跨步,
And so therefore, when Abraham heard of the Lord, then he would step out immediately. Immediately he abandoned all the things of the land of Ur. With a staff in his hand, he went to the great river of and that is the first victory for him. And after he went through the river, and I cannot speak of Abraham in detail, but what the things concerning him was great for us all. On that day, his nephew Lot was with him. And Lot was one without the life of the Lord. And they were all in the mountaintop. And Lot tried to divide the portion with Abraham. And to divide the ways. And they no longer want to live together.
And
then Abraham showed forth how noble he was. And he allowed Lot to choose first. And without Abraham saying, Lot may be embarrassed about choosing. And because I was led out by you, Abraham, and you are my elder, but then this is a great temptation for Lot. As he lifted up his eyes and looked, then he saw the plain of Sodom. And then he decided to go towards the plain. Then what did Abraham choose? And if you study the Bible carefully, you saw Abraham did not choose. And he still stood fast on the place where the Lord measured for him. And he would look up with his eyes. And at that time, the Lord spoke to him, lift up your eyes to the north, south, east, and west, and whatever you see, they belong to you. And that is what revelation that we talked about.
Often.
And then the Lord will bring him down from the top. And then he will begin a journey for him. And then where you step your sole of your feet step upon, that belongs to you. And so we know revelation and experience are two different things. And some people speak the message. And he only talk about the theory, he never has proof in himself. And there's no testimony he can show
forth. 讲那个自己所见证的道
And therefore Revelation chapter 12 speak of the overcomer that the testimony which they had.
我们要这样的过生活
And we must live such a life.
撇下母儿
Abandon her.
离开世界
And to leave the world behind.
拿着杖过河跟随神
And with a staff in the hand, let us follow the Lord over the river.
他得胜的经历太多了
And he had many victorious experience.
当罗德要跟他分地方的时候,
and when Lot wanted to divide the inheritance with him,
他人又站在西伯伦,
and he still stood fast in Hebron.
而挪亚那个罗德就取了个平原那个繁华的地方,
and Lot will take the more prosperous place, the plain.
那个地方也是要预表世界。
And that was also a type of the world to us. And
let's
talk about the adulterous world. And actually today, all the major cities of the world has become type of Sodom. And then that thing happened. And the five kings were war against the four kings. And the five kings failed.
所有以色列人，他们自己家产儿女，统统掳去。
And then they were taken captive, including Lot with all his possessions.
亚伯拉罕的灵啊
Then the spirit of Abraham was different.
我是亚伯拉罕说，你看你一路争，一路争。
And if I were Abraham, I'd say, hey, you tried to get such a place, and now the hands of the Lord is upon you, and you are taken captive. And we'll say, hallelujah, God is righteous, don't you see? And so often, the manifestation and the words of the brothers and sisters represent the life they live. And Abraham was not a nation. But then he has a great 118 trained man in his house. And then they would not count the cost. And with 318 men, they would war against the four kings. And then they defeated the kings. And they would take back whatever they had looted before. And then Abraham, we know, had ascended higher. And the God of Abraham told him that I am the God of El Shaddai. And he defeated the kings. And then his heart actually became fearful. And with 318 people, he defeated the five kings. And therefore, the Lord revealed himself to him.
He
said, I am the God of El Shaddai. And which means that God is our all. And the original meaning is that the God of with the mother's breast. And that is the bosom of the mother. And when a mother towards all her children. And she cared for all her children. And she loved each one of them. And will upheld each one of them. And therefore, his name is El Shaddai, and then he comforted Abraham, do not fear. And that is to say, I am your all. And I am the strength of your protection. And I am the strength of your war. Because my name is El Shaddai. I am your all. And then Abraham was victorious. He went forward. And his each victory bring him to a higher plane. In Genesis 18, and Abraham became friend of God. And then he had close fellowship with the Lord. And that fellowship we know is in Jesus Christ. And when the Lord was about to leave him, and Abraham would not let him go. And his heart really was attached to the Lord. And therefore the Bible said he would see the Lord off a journey. And this is such a sweet fellowship. And because the because Abraham saw him off a stage, then the Lord will say, and how can we hide the things we are about to do from Abraham? And Sodom and Gomorrah will perish. And then Abraham had a great prayer because of that. And actually, what Abraham cared for was Lot. And when the judgment came on to Sodom, and Abraham hoped that Lot might be saved. And so God spoke with Abraham. And Abraham did not even mention the name of Lot. And you are the righteous God who judges all the earth.
把恶人和善人同杀,
and you will not kill the good and the bad together.
那一个城里有50个义人,
if there are 50 righteous men there, will you destroy the city?
真是我不会灭,
and the Lord say, I won't.
亚伯兰自己也知道没有50个城人,
and Abraham himself knew there was not 50 righteous men there.
他推到假使有少了10个呢,
and how about
45人,
how about 40 righteous men,
45,
and I will not either.
两个人讨价,
as if they are negotiating,
讲到最后5个人,
until only 5 righteous men was left.
亚伯兰心里也清楚，5个人都没有。
And actually, Abraham knew there was not even 5 righteous men there. But then the precious thing in the Bible was that after the Lord spoke, and when the Lord finished, then he left. And Abraham did not cry on to say, save
God.
And our prayer, actually, we have to allow the Lord to finish His
saying.
And one of the great danger for our prayer is that we keep on speaking. And I often say this is the one who is experienced in prayers. And are you the same way? Or are you now like that? And the moment you kneel down, you will just keep on saying about something. And after you finish, then you get up and walk away. And I often say, if the Lord returns to speak to you, you are not even there. Abraham, allow the Lord to finish His word. When the Lord finished saying what he had to say, then Abraham would not speak on. And the Lord will rise up. And Abraham also returned to his dwelling place. Then the second day, talk about the angel of destruction will destroy the city with fire. And Abraham was clear in his heart. And he would get onto the mountaintop. And it's the place where he prayed the night before. And he will lift up his eyes to look onto Sodom. And he saw the plain that was ahead of him. And was burned up in the great fire. And because God's judgment was upon those cities. And at the same chapter, but on the back of it, it says very well, and as the Lord was to destroy Sodom, and then God would bring out Lot and his wife, and because he remembered Abraham, and he delivered Lot. And so if someone prayed for us like Abraham did for Lot, then we are so saved. That prayer was great. And because you know my heart, and I know your heart, and though the end result was not perfect, and even there was not even 5 righteous men, but then after God finished, then I won't speak on. And actually God had heard his prayer. And he delivered Lot.
一层一层往前走,
and then Abraham kept on ascending forward.
亚伯兰是不是个完全的人?
Was Abraham perfect in himself? And no, we know he's not.
他的小软弱,
he had many small weaknesses as well as big weaknesses. And he had twice committed small weaknesses.
他都是站, 不能站在那个高山上,
And there was a time he could not even stood fast in the high place. And he wanted to sojourn to another nation. And because his wife Sarah was beautiful,
要不然说,
and Abraham said, people see you, they will kill me.
所以问你和我什么关系?
So if people ask about you, who are you to me?
你不要说是我的妻子,
don't tell them you are my wife, but my sister.
这个人没有人来争取他的妻子,
and actually, before anyone tried to do something to take his wife, he already surrendered.
我想我还比他刚强一点。
When I think of this, I felt, hey, I'm actually stronger than him. And I would not betray my wife like that. But then he also had some great
weakness.
God commissioned him to give birth to Isaac. But then he was always weak in this area.
18年没有神的意象而且显现,
and therefore for 18 years when he was in weakness the Lord did not talk to him.
神一直训练他,
but God was continuously training him.
没有办法相信他到100岁的时候会生孩子,
and he could never believe that at 100 years of age he will give birth to a son.
神给他说的时候,
and when the Lord spoke with him, then he would, went out to buy a person.
他就告诉神说, 我死了之后,
and he would say, then when I die, then I will pass all my possession on to him. But then the Lord did not mind that.
妈妈他又做了一件坏事,
and then later on, he did another bad thing.
啊, 我买来的不行,
oh, I, then he knew he, what he purchased was not qualified for. Then I will give birth to one.
他就娶了撒拉的婢女做他的妾。
And then he would marry another one. He would take another woman, Sarah's maid.
这些那个他的婢女.
And the maid Hagar.
生了一个孩子.
And gave birth to a child.
所以这是用自己的手腕，用自己的方法，用自己的能力、智慧生出来的.
And that is the result of what his own thinking and his own hand. And after Ishmael was born, and he continued to be in weakness. But then what I want to tell you is while the Lord, when we are strong, victorious, God is building us. And even the time when we are weak and seem to be fallen over, the Lord is still building us up. While we are walking smoothly or in hardship, the Lord is always building us up. It depends on the condition of our hearts. So therefore, the first time when the Lord appeared to Abraham, and Abraham was to give birth to a son, and then he would give his name Isaac. And Isaac means laughter. And that laughter is like the laughter of a child. It was just like God was joking with him that a man 100 years old can give birth to a son. Then the Lord appeared again. And Abraham improved himself. And he would bow down this time. But Sarah was not up to it, and she became laughing. Oh, my 99 years of age and to give birth to a son. And everybody would be shocked, and everybody will laugh. And therefore, Isaac's name was laughter. Abraham was different. And then God said, why laugh, Sarah? And Sarah tried to cover it and said, I did not. And don't you know when we follow the Lord, And the relationship we have with the Lord is so marvelous. And our God is a humorous God. And He is so interesting. And Sarah said, I did not laugh. But the Lord replied, not so, you did laugh. And at the right time, Isaac was born. And he treasured Isaac so much. And Isaac was his only son.
Who
was the son of his love at 100 years of age. And all the promise and the covenants between God and him was key upon Isaac. And if he wants the hope of glory, and he knows that it has to come through Isaac as well. And that morning, the Lord had given him the greatest test. And he called Abraham. Abraham said, I'm here. You must take your firstborn, the son of your love, your only son, to take him to Mount Moriah and give him to me. And I think only Abraham could overcome such a command. Oh, I gave birth to a son. It is by miracle. And all the covenants was upon this son. And all things would be inherited by this life. And how come you want me to kill him, and then why must he be? And if you ask the father to kill his only son, then this is so cruel. And even God commanded such a thing. But then Abraham prepared himself and went up to the mountain with his servants. And the servant asked his master, and where are we to go? And Abraham only replied, we are going to that mountain to worship. And that is a great thing. And Abraham knew the thing, sacrificing his son is a worship. I know my God. And I cannot say anything before God. To love my wife cannot more than loving the Lord. And I cannot love the treasure more than the Lord. God is always the first place. But then in our experience, it's such a hard thing. Abraham rose up early in the morning with Isaac and the servant. They went forth. And after the servant said something, and isn't Abraham ached in the heart of that reminder? And if Abraham did not feel the pain, then he's not a human. But then God is so great. And He is my Creator. And He is my Redeemer. And He is the love of my heart. And what He does in my heart is most holy. And I must draw near to Him even closer. So when God speaks, then everything must be laid down. And He never replied another word. No, He had a question to God, why must I kill Isaac? And neither did He say, said, oh, if I kill Isaac, everything is finished. And the second time, his own son asked him. And then Isaac asked, oh, Father, there's a fire, a wood for the altar. And there's also fire. But where is the sacrifice? And each its word, its sentence is a great trial to Abraham. But when the servant asked, and I'm too strong.
儿子问的时候呢,扎心啊,
but when the son asked, it really pricked to the heart.
牺牲在哪里呢?
And where is the sacrifice?
我就进不我的第二次了。
And then if I were him, I could not handle it.
我要流泪说牺牲就是你了。
And I will cry and say, oh, the sacrifice is you, son.
神这个要求,这个事业,真是莫名其妙啊。
And the God's command, the requirement is so strange to me. And, but he left far behind the servant. And he went up to the mountain. And he would tie his son down. And
he
put him on the altar.
举起刀来,
and lift up his hand with the knife.
这个献祭很残忍的,
and it is so cruel to offer
sacrifice.
And as he was about to kill his son,
天上有声音,
then a voice from heaven spoke over.
神说, Abraham,
and God said, Abraham,
不可在你儿子身上动手,
and do not do this to your son.
我现在已经,
with his horns hooked up to the bushes. And that ram is the Jesus Christ. And all the bush there represents the cross. And the Bible often used the word tree represent the cross. And Abraham saw that. And God would not allow him to do such a cruel thing. But God himself did it. And without beyond his imagination. And we never know how great is the love of God. In order to save all men. And he sacrificed his own son. And this morning our message ends here. And brothers and sisters, please pray for my physical condition. And let's sing that hymn all the way to Calvary. 419, 419首.
Jesus, we will all hear you. Thank you.